From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin orders the withdrawal of Russian forces from Syria. That's the word from Russian state media, which quoted him as saying the tasks assigned to the defense ministry in Syria have been fulfilled. The Kremlin's website quoted Mr. Putin as telling Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in a phone conversation that he had agreed to withdraw the main part of the Russian Air Force contingent currently operating in Syria. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, began a new round of peace talks Monday in Geneva, warning there is no alternative, no plan B to negotiations.
As far as I know, the only plan B available is return to war, and to even worse war than we had so far.
Staffan de Mistura said he plans to hold indirect talks with each side for about 10 days, then after a recess convene the next round of negotiations beginning in early April, and another one after that. The envoy said he believes the process will yield at least a roadmap for peace. A U.S. citizen who joined the Islamic State group surrendered to Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq. A picture of the suspect's Virginia driver's license identifies him as Mohammed Jamal Qais. He was captured Monday near the town of Sinjar. Officials in Ivory Coast say 21 people were killed Sunday in an attack by jihadist militants on a beach resort. The country's interior minister says the dead include 15 civilians, 3 soldiers, and the 3 gunmen. 33 people were wounded. A government spokesman says officials have no information that other assailants are in hiding. The spokesman said, after heightened security is in place around hotels and restaurants. This is VOA News. Myanmar is set to get a new president Tuesday. The country's parliament will pick a new leader from a group of 3 candidates. Among the candidates is Tin Kya, a childhood friend and longtime confidant of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. She says she will be above the president and rule from behind the scenes, meaning the new leader would effectively be her proxy. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says the government is almost certain the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, was behind the bombing that killed 37 people and injured more than 100 Sunday in Ankara. Dorian Jones reports.
During a hospital visit to see victims of Sunday's bombing, Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said security forces had made a number of breakthroughs.
Bu hain saldırının kaynağı açık bir şekilde tespit edilmiştir.
He said the DNA investigation is continuing and soon it will be revealed clearly who the attackers were and the forces behind them, adding that there are now 11 detained in connection with the bombing and a whole network is being exposed. Davutoglu said all the evidence points to the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, but stopped short of formally accusing the group. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
That's German Chancellor Angela Merkel. She's saying she is not planning on changing her refugee policy despite heavy losses in recent state elections. On Sunday, the Nationalist Alternative for Deutschland party won representation in 3 state legislatures in what may be seen as a protest vote against Ms. Merkel's open-door policy on refugees. U.S. political surveys show the 2 presidential frontrunners, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are poised to move closer Tuesday to winning their party's presidential nominations as voters heading to the polls for nominating contests in 5 states. 3 Palestinians who carried out attacks in the occupied West Bank were shot and killed Monday by Israeli forces. The Israeli army says 2 assailants opened fire on pedestrians at a bus stop at the entrance of a Jewish settlement near Hebron. Israeli forces shot the attackers. 1 soldier was wounded. Another attack happened just moments later when a car rammed a military vehicle at the same bus stop. Soldiers opened fire on that assailant, killing him. 2 soldiers were wounded. Brazilian police say some 3 million people across the country took to the streets Sunday demanding the ouster of President Dilma Rousseff. Protesters urged lawmakers to continue with ongoing impeachment proceedings against the president. She is embroiled in a corruption scandal and is presiding over the country's worst recession in 25 years. Residents in a Somali coastal village say suspected al-Shabaab militants exchanged gunfire with local militias. The reports came before communications to Garad were cut off Monday. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.